Dear friends, warm greetings to you all here in Gettika. To begin, I would like to read some words from Bruno Gröning. If you are angry with another person, you are already taking the evil in. That's why I am not angry with anybody. Why are you angry with him? Friends, don't be angry with anyone. Being angry means one has taken the evil in, and that is already diabolic. Desist from this in the future. Dear friends, Bruno Gröning always and easily gets to the point. He simply says that anger is not good, and we should desist from it, and he who follows will have success. That is always so beautiful. Dear friends, this week we also spoke about going home, about death. If one has understood the teaching of Bruno Gröning, and if one has the understanding which he gave us about these things, then one knows that we are not dead when we have passed away. And Bruno Gröning told us that the human being lives a circular life. That means that we come back again, that this life which we have received on this earth as a gift lasts for only a short period of time. The friends once asked Bruno Gröning, "Mr. Gröning, what about life after death? Is there life after death at all?" And they asked Bruno Gröning because they knew that he knew the answer, and that he was one of the very few human beings who could really talk about this with certainty. And they expected that he would give a lecture about it. But Bruno Gröning just said, "Yes, life is this short." My mother said that he illustrated this by indicating a length of 2.5 centimetres on his index finger. He did not say any more, but at that moment the friends knew exactly that there was something before and after. This means we come from somewhere, and we will go back to somewhere. And when he says we are living a circular life, then we will return. There is an awareness, dear friends, that we are allowed to live this earthly life in this body, that we are allowed to use this body to do a lot of good and then give it up again. And this fear, this bogeyman called death, dear friends, does not exist because life continues. That was the interesting thing which in the beginning my mother did not understand. She had asked him, "Mr. Gröning, my friends in Austria and I ask you every day, very often, for help. And we experience that you then help us. How will it be when one day you won't be here anymore?" And then he said something to her that is very important, but at that time she did not understand it at all. "We will all have to die, so will I. They will lay my body in the ground too, but I will not be dead. And whoever calls me, I will come to him and help." And this is what my mother did not understand. How can one die but not be dead? That doesn't work. When you die, you are dead. Later on, she understood that, with dying, he meant the human body. That is what dies, but the human being, which we are, the spirit, keeps on living. It is not dead. At the beginning of the week, we also attended the MWF regional conference. There, a 77-year-old man reported about his healing. He came on the stage and reported he had had intestinal cancer. It had been treated with chemotherapy, 3 months of chemo, and afterwards 30 radiation treatments. He said that he was still alive, but his intestines were basically dead. The result was that he had diarrhea for 10 years. He went to the doctors and they told him it is incurable. With the radiation and poison from the chemo, it was already a miracle that he survived. And then he reported that he was not able to leave his house anymore. By 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, he already had been to the toilet 100,000 times. Okay, 100,000 is an exaggeration. I don't remember the number, but it was at least 10 times a day. 10 years of diarrhea, and nobody could help him. He could not leave the house and could not socialise any more. And then he was introduced. The next morning, he woke up and had a normal bowel movement. He now goes from one information lecture to another. I heard that he is fully booked. Dear friends, and that's how it continued. We were sitting at this MWF conference and were thinking, how does this work? One cannot explain this anymore. I just know one thing. Bruno Gröning said, you ask and I will do it. And he also said, when I no longer will be here anymore and you ask me, I will still do it. Even if he is not here in his body. But Bruno Gröning said that he would help us and that he will do it. And when we experience something like that, dear friends, then we are not able to explain this with anything. 10 years of diarrhea. There is no disease that is not healable. There may be people who are not healable, but every disease can be healed. And first, this has to come to our awareness. We hear it. Yes, yes, Mr. Häusler, okay. You are repeating yourself. We know this. But dear friends, did it really sink in? Did it get to where we personally need these words? To every little thing which we struggled with for the last 20 years. It's not that bad. I can live with that. It doesn't have to go away. But I also don't believe that it will go away. Now it is important for us that we really finally believe this and say, yes, it is possible. And Bruno Gröning, please, if I'm allowed to experience this grace, then let me experience it. Dear friends, today we went to the grave in Dillenburg, and there I told the friends, please, now put all your misery and worries and everything that was bothering you into a package and throw it into the grave. Who did it? And who still has kept a little bit in his or her pocket? You have 2 days to check again if there is still something stuck with you, and then to really let it go. My mother introduced so many people, and I don't know how often I listened to the introduction my mother gave. I sat next to her when she introduced some people who were sitting and others who were lying down. She always came to that part where she was at Bruno Gröning's lecture for the first time. She had accompanied her blind friend, and Bruno Gröning asked her the question, how did you get to Munich? You know this. No, I can't. Impossible. And how he stood there in front of the friends and said earnestly, give me your worries, your illnesses, your misery. You alone cannot handle all that. But give it to me out of your free will, because I do not steal. Dear friends, how often this week did I look at the leading words for this half year where Bruno Gröning says, but there is one who does for all of you what you are not capable of doing. And what do all of you do for this one? So he clearly says that he does something for us which we are not able to do. An elderly couple came to Mook, and then came the big question. Yes, why do we need Bruno Gröning? The woman said, Mr. Häusler, we can go directly to God. Yes, exactly, you go right ahead. Yes, but how? Yes, she did not get far, dear friends. In fact, at some point, almost every Bruno Gröning friend asks this question. Just between us, who has ever asked this question? You see, that's already a lot of you. Why do I need Bruno Gröning? I myself also asked a question. I asked my mother the question, why do we need this? And she said very clearly, it does not work without him. Now you will say, Mr. Häusler, what are you talking about? Of course it works without him. You can receive healing somewhere, and this and that. But that which you receive here through Bruno Gröning is a lot more. Here it is not just about the body. Here it is about much, much, much more. And we don't need to aspire to finding out how it works and what he does, but we simply are allowed to just take it, to ask him, and then he does it. and the asking, dear friends. One has to ask, and then one knows how necessary it is to ask Bruno Gröning, and that he came and does what we are not capable of doing, and that he again cleared this divine path which we are allowed to walk, and that on this path we are allowed to recognize more and more, see more and more, and understand more. And then we also realize what we did wrong. Yes, dear friends, and when we then change that, when we are not angry anymore, then we are already different. And through the things that we have changed, so much good can happen.